Hello, everyone.
And welcome back to the Comic Rundown. We are continuing the story of the death of Reverse Flash.
The next issue, issue 324.
Yep.
It starts out with Kid Flash, who's also late for the wedding, because he overslept. So he, as he's on his way there, he saves a baby from falling in or running into a pane of glass.
Because everybody's always carrying around panes of glass.
Well, not only that, but they're also carrying it horizontal instead of vertical.
Yeah.
There was a nice little joke on Family Guy. I think it was Family Guy. Where they actually said, you know, why are we always carrying like this? It always breaks. Let's carry it like this. So they carry it vertical.
And then somebody falls on it.
No. Somebody comes running through it, and it slices them in half. It's like, that might be why they don't carry it vertical. So he saves the baby by vibrating his molecules fast enough
to go through both
both of it, which is great because it surprises the two guys carrying the glass, and they drop it and break it anyway. But he gets the baby back to the nurse that was walking him, grabs his suit that he handed off to a cop to have the cop hold for him, and he, as he's running away, he makes mention that his favorite uncle is getting married today. Now, any good cop could probably piece together who Kid Flash
exactly
is by just searching. All right, well, who's getting married today? Barry Allen.
Of course, but at the same time, they wouldn't have anywhere to search for that.
Good point. This is 1983.
At the same time, Barry's on the force.
Yes.
Knowing that he's getting married that day would be something that most of the...
And most of the police officers should be there.
Yeah.
Which there are a couple there, but so he gets his suit, changes back into his suit, and comes waltzing into the wedding, hoping he's not too late. Basically, hoping he'll be able to see the I do's. As he walks in, everybody's just sitting around. And he makes the joke of what's the joke he makes there?
Hey guys, what's the story here? Don't tell me Uncle Barry decided to show up late for his own wedding.
Yeah. Which is, the priest is like, it's no laughing matter, kid. It's like an hour late, and everybody is kind of bummed. Like, what's going on? No one's seen Barry in hours. His parents were the last ones to see him when he was getting ready. Then we see Barry, or the Flash, and Reverse Flash still running. Reverse Flash still has him in a chokehold. Barry's able to get a grip on the Reverse Flash behind him and whips him out in front of him to try and slam him to the ground, but the Reverse Flash starts
spinning
to release his grip and
lands on his feet and starts running away from him.
Like they do, because they're speedsters. That's what they do. So the chase ensues again. We're back at the church at the wedding. Ralph Dibny, who is the elongated man, he's another superhero slash detective. He was one of the ones that decided to openly let everybody know who he was from the get-go. He wasn't trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't care. Like, if somebody's going to come after him, they're going to come after him. Wally and Ralph are talking. They both know who they are because they run the same circles. So Wally decides he's going to go try and help Uncle Barry. As he runs outside, the Guardian stops Wally. You know, he's got his costume in his ring. He's opened up the ring, let the costume come out. It freezes mid-expansion.
Yeah, I guess you'd call it that.
Yeah. And the Guardian's like, you know, sorry, Kid Flash. Flash wanted to do this on his own. He left specific instructions to not let anybody interfere. And so that kind of bums Wally out because he's like, yeah, I was going to go help Uncle Barry, but now I'm not. Because some tiny little big blue head is going to tell me I can't. So he actually goes wandering back into the
wedding,
all bummed out. Then we see Reverse Flash had gotten ahead of Flash in the Alps, looks like, or some snowy mountain region. And he sculpts Iris's face in the snow. Basically, he's taunting Flash. He's like, yeah, you couldn't save her. Like, you know, what's wrong with this? This still on your mind? So Flash is not speaking this entire time. He is focused on trying to get Reverse Flash and try to stop him and basically make him pay for what happened. And then they go...
Looks like Barry gets caught in an avalanche.
Oh, yes, he does. That's right. Because then he starts to get the Reverse Flash from underneath and starts like trying to spin to grab him. But Reverse Flash is like spinning the opposite direction. And then they start digging into the ground and they're fighting underground as they're making tunnels. And
this is actually quite humorous.
Logic, because that makes total sense. Flash busts out. Or no, I'm sorry. Reverse Flash busts out.
They were in somewhere Arctic and ended up busting out of the ground in Miami Beach.
Mm.
So they did the old Bugs Bunny.
Digging to China. I mean, it works, I guess. As Flash is chasing Reverse Flash, Reverse Flash makes a tidal wave happen with his...
speeding through the water somehow, causing the force of it, I would assume.
Trying to get the technical term, but anyway, he makes a tidal wave, and there's a bunch of people on the beach, so it washes up on the beach and washes all these guys out into the ocean, and so Flash has to go and save them all, because that's what Flash does, and all the while, everybody at the wedding is just like, what the heck's going on? Barry is like 2 hours late. Everybody's starting to get fed up to the point where they're actually putting out an APB for Barry Allen. Like they're trying to figure out what's going on. Barry's captain is there. He's like, I've known Barry for years. He wouldn't do this. Something must be up. We need to find him. Check all the hospitals. Check everything. So Flash catches up to Reverse Flash. Reverse Flash is kind of to the point where it's like, all right, you're actually become problematic. We're going to run to my end game. In the sand, he writes out...
Guess who's going to kill your wife again.
Yeah. And that gets Flash. That finally gets under his crawl. He's like, no, not again. Never again. At the same time, Fiona is... She's done. She's waited long enough for Barry. She's like, this was a sick joke. I'm done with this. She goes out of the wedding hall... and is just standing in front of it. And as she's standing there, Reverse Flash comes running up and is about ready to kill Fiona
the same way he
killed Iris. And Flash is like, nope, not going to happen.
Catches up to him, grabs him around the neck to try to stop him. And, well, you know what happens when you are on a rope with a short drop and a sudden stop.
Yeah.
Similar problem. He basically broke his neck.
Fiona is just like, He walks up to Fiona, says, hey, I'm sorry you had to see that. Like, he was going to kill you, and I had to stop him. Fiona's like, I believe you, but right now,
she doesn't care whether she lives or dies.
Because, and he is having trouble because, he wants to just grab hold of her. This is the woman that he loves. But he has not revealed to her that he's Flash. And she's just like, I don't care, this sucks. Like, my life sucks. Everybody sucks. And Flash is like, is everything okay? Are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I would have been okay with him killing me. Like, whatever.
She's utterly heartbroken, basically.
She is. She's totally, totally just done. The captain sees a Reverse Flash and is like, I don't like the angle of his neck.
Just as I thought, he's dead.
Yep, like, call a coroner, he's dead. Because I guess when your head is twisted 180 degrees, it's not good.
Who knew we weren't like owls?
Gosh.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. Join us next time as we finish up the story of the death of Reverse Flash. You can also find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or if you want to email us, you can do that at comicbookrundown@gmail.com.
You know they can't actually do 180 degrees? I think it's like 100 and... What was it? I just listened to a podcast. It was all about owls. No, it was LeVar Burton Reads, and they were talking about owls in that one, and they had a bunch of owl facts, which I will definitely endorse LeVar Burton Reads it brings me back to my childhood because it's LeVar Burton reading
The Reading Rainbow.
Like, I loved it.